Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, we go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. You're now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is going to be the question mode, and we will have Mr. Fuller explain that, and we will also take your questions that you may have and have him answer them accordingly. 1-877-932-9766. That number will be ready in about 5 to 6 minutes, and then you can start to call in, and we'll do it. Okay, don't forget, and I'm going to ask Ed about the donations to see where we're at on that. Somebody had written about that, so we'll find out. Okay, Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, I'm still learning.
Still learning. Okay, we're going to talk about the question mode. Often you have said that to solve any problems that we will have, or the answer to that is to ask questions. Somebody asked me about that. What do you mean, or what is the compensatory logic behind staying in the question mode?
The logic is all problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. All so-called, quote-unquote, progress is made through the process of questions and answers. And that's a proposition or a supposition or whatever you want to call it, an idea, a theory, a logical idea, I think, in my opinion. And I think it can be proven simply by testing it, that an inventor, for example, or a person who invents things, thinks about a question. How can I do something better than what is being done now? A person who invented the idea of a carriage that would run with a motor raised a question. The first ideas for flight probably came from someone, most likely, logically speaking, raising a question. How can we get a person to fly through the air? You see birds flying, so that shows that something, some type of organism, what you call, quote-unquote, a living organism, can go sailing through the air on something called wings. That's something they named it. Say, why can't a person put on some type of wing? Maybe we can fashion some type of wings where a person can do the same thing. But you can't do it like a bird, so how can you do it? How can a person just go aloft and stay there for a little while? And so someone, that's the form of a question right there. How can a person do it? See, that's the question. How can it be done? Can it be done? And that's everything. Can you go to the bottom of the ocean? How far down? Can that be done? There are some types of species of fish that can go down into the ocean and go so far and can't go any further. And then other species can go farther. Why is it that one species can go farther down and another species can't? Can only go so far and then stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ask the same questions. So it's been, you know, just thinking of logic. Logic meaning cause and effect. So that's how that originated, at least in my mind. I didn't come up with the first idea for asking a question for sure. But I have found from experience and from observation that everything that's ever been done, that mostly that when people said that something couldn't be done, was done through the process of questions and answers. And I noticed that anytime a problem, people say, well, I have a problem, but I don't know how to solve it. And so they ask, can this problem be solved? So then people start working on it, and many problems have been solved through that process of questions and answers. So after watching that for a while and thinking about it for a long while and observing it for a long while, I came to the conclusion, it still may not even be true, that all problems are solved through the process of questions and answers without exception. So that's where we are now. As far as my thoughts are concerned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would like for other people to think along those lines. Do they ever know of a problem that wasn't solved without someone raising a question being in there somewhere, and an answer to that question being provided? Does anybody know of that? I don't think so, but maybe somebody does.
Yes. Well, we'll find out, hopefully. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call to get in contact with the show. And also now, you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and I will read your letters. Okay, this is a question. It says, good morning, Mr. Fuller. A few weeks ago, I had an exchange of views and disagreements with a non-white associate of mine about LGBT issues rights in public schools. Using VGQ, I stated how the white supremacists are implementing these issues in school curriculums, particularly for non-white children, and expressed how this was an act of racism and a ploy to further confuse the non-white victims of racism. I posed a question to my associate and asked, how does this serve as a constructive effect to the young non-white children? She replied that this is a way to raise awareness and for children to learn how to accept and treat all people correctly, no matter their sexual orientation. Mr. Fuller, do you think teaching children LGBT issues in schools serve a constructive effect? If not, why not? And what do you suggest would be the best method? Thank you.
Well, I would suggest that it be taught the way that I talk about it. That people are the way that they are. I recognize that. People are what they call homosexuals, lesbians. They use a slang term, I guess is a slang term or an official term, whatever they choose to call it, gay, you know, transgender, queer, which used to be a slang term, but now it's an official term, I guess, quote, unquote, whatever official means. But, and they can distinguish and break it down between, you know, the different categories and how one differs from another and all the variations and what each, and I think that if you're going to teach it, you teach what each people, each person in all those categories do. That's something that I don't hear. I don't hear that discussed at all, period. I mean, what does a person who is in the queer category, that's a category of sexuality, so I've been told. I didn't know anything about it until I started hearing about it. A queer category that's different from a transgender category, that's different from a gay category, that's different from a lesbian category, that's different from a transsexual category, I guess, and it might be some other categories that people come up with. But how does one differ from another according to not just a label, but what they actually do? What does a gay person do that's different from what a queer person does that makes the queer person different from the gay person? You got to go into specifics. If you're talking about these categories that everybody should be just, you know, looking into and recognizing and going out of their way, I mean, you know, learning about it like your ABCs, you got to learn this, you got to learn all about this, you can't ignore this. This is something that's absolutely necessary in the school curricula, absolutely necessary. You can't get through life without knowing all the details of this.
Right.
So pay attention, children. I'm a little 5-year-old, 6-year-old, so that you can get this ingrained into your brain. I mean, and it will do everybody wonders in the future, because this is what the future holds. You've been ignoring this, or you've been sidestepping it, or you've been neglecting the knowledge of this. This is very essential knowledge. This is something you definitely should take up classroom time doing. It's like your ABCs. That's the way it's coming across now, from what I hear and from what I see just on television and everything. So if you're going to make it a super priority, like, hey, this is just as important as going to the moon or curing cancer, Well, spell it out. And then tell us what the benefits are from each one of these categories. What are the benefits? And particularly, because you always have to think about who to whom you're addressing this to.
Yes.
Who is supposed to benefit. I took the position that non-white people haven't gotten the male-female thing in order. And I say that. I mean, that is a complete wreck, particularly black people. That's nothing, what is going on between male and female. It's nowhere near what it should be. Nowhere in the neighborhood what it should be. All of our interactions, black male with black female, all over the world,
yes,
is nowhere near what it should be. All right? So when we start adding new categories, we haven't even got the basic categories straight first. So I say we should reserve my recommendation, according to what I've written in the textbook, and I'll say it anywhere, and I think this is what I would teach in a school.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, this is still a wide open field.
Okay.
See, I mean, there's no certainness here.
Okay.
And any scholar, any teacher who say, oh, yeah, we got absolutes on this, and we know for sure that, I mean, we got to put all our energy into LGBTQ. Wait a minute. We haven't even gotten, when it comes to black people, we haven't gotten anything straight. Not to say anything about the eighth area of activity, which is a complete shipwreck.
Yes.
You haven't gotten anywhere near that being what it ought to be under the system of white supremacy.
Yes.
So let's back up here. We got to consider racism in a factor here.
Yes.
When we start talking about LGBTQ or any other area of activity, economic, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. Let's get it all.
Get it all
straight.
Yes.
And that, I mean, let's and when we start talking about making modifications in sex, you ain't got nothing to modify yet. That makes sense.
Yes.
Because the basis of all of the sexual activity is nowhere near what it ought to be. None of it.
See,
according to the way, you know, what standards you're going to use. Now, if someone says, well, we're going to use a standard that we haven't let you know about yet, this LGBT, we're going to tell you how that factors in to everything that we have planned for the future. Whose future? Are you talking about black people, too? And who's doing this talking? Who is doing this talking about black people's future when you start talking about what black people's sexuality should be? Who is doing the talking? Who is doing the leading? I know I didn't.
You're right. This is the point of the program. Questions and answers right there, or question in the question mode right there. Just in that little bit of segment, Mr. Fuller, you ask five questions real quick. Who's going to do what? When are they going to do it? What are they going to do?
Yeah.
We're in the question mode. You have to
stay. The questions. And yes, I mean, what is the difference between queer and lesbian?
Yes, yes.
What is, I mean, and go into the details. See, somebody once said, you know, it's a cliche saying, you've probably heard it, the devil is in the details. Well, you better believe, I mean, hey, some pretty evil stuff may be in those details. Or if you want to use that term, or if you don't want to use that term, you just say something that's not constructive.
Okay.
Maybe in the details.
Okay.
So let's go into the details and see if we talk about some constructive activity here. Because we're talking about activity. We're not just talking about labels. Well, you shouldn't speak against, you shouldn't say anything, and you will be persecuted, or you will be shut up, or you will be considered an outsider, or out of step with modern times, if you say anything against being bisexual, okay? And you might raise a question, well, wait a minute. I'm not talking against bisexuality. I'm talking about, really, bottom line, as far as the compensatory code, counter-racist code is concerned, what does it mean when you're talking about it within the context of including black people in it? And what is this supposed to do that's an improvement over everything else?
Two questions right there.
Yes. And is one, and if you're talking about LGBTQ, right, whatever, sometimes I get the letters mixed up. If you're talking about that, go into specifics and talk about the benefits, you know, of people who are subject to racism, of what you're talking about, and you're making it a priority.
Yes, sir.
You're saying, hey, let's stop talking about housing. I mean, you know, that's old stuff and all like that. I mean, put that to the side. We can get back to that later.
Yes.
Let's stop talking about education. Let's talk about improvements on the jobs and all like that, and better jobs, and jobs that call for greater skills. How are we going to get from point A to point B for the black people, for the non-white people? We're talking about reparations and all this. Put all that on the shelf.
All that.
And let's talk about LGBTQ and make that the central thing that we take up classroom time. We're talking about college time, sitting there having courses on it. I mean, you know, we're going to take up a whole bunch of time talking about all that. Wait a minute. Are there any priorities here? You got people, students, sitting here who haven't had breakfast. And you're talking about this is a priority?
We're speaking.
That's a question.
We're speaking with
this is a priority? Are you kidding me?
We are speaking with.
Or are you committing some type of aggression? This is just another form of aggression. And that's how the code looks at it at this particular point in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, you're just coming up with another way to actually do damage, do great damage to the non-white people of this planet. This is just another form of racism when it comes to non-white people. Now, for white people, it might be great progress. But no, you're making this a priority among non-white people. And that is racist suspect right there, according to logic.
Okay, we're speaking with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. The topic today is the question mode. The question mode. And if you've heard him just speak, there was at least 27 different questions to be that were asked that needed to be answered. We're going to take this phone call to my staff in the back. Would you let me know when I need to make the commercial because, you know, because of the time? Yeah, just give me the sign. Okay. All right, caller. You are there. You're live with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your call, please.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby? The LTB, when I was going to high school, we had metal shop. We had home economics. We had health. We had wood shop, auto shop, and they eliminated all those, and they want to confuse our children with something that's not constructive, with sexuality. And it goes, it is true that they want to put different bathrooms, and it's a government funded, and the schools is government funded, and this is their supremacist way to confuse the non-whites in this country to abandon reproduction. And another question is the 1619 project that a newspaper created. And I was doing a lot of studying and research. The so-called African Americans is the so-called Indian. The state that you come from, Oklahoma, is was an Indian territory that they pushed all the so-called Indians during the removal of the Indians around the whole country. And that we are the Indians, but they keep us confused about where we come from, who we are, from what we used to eat the buffalo, now we eat the pig. And from it's everything, even Sitting Bull, the one who destroyed Custard, was black. And he was so-called Indian. And then they assassinated him on the reservation. Can you explain, or can you, do you know if Oklahoma was the melting pot of Native American or so-called Indians? And do you have any progenitors that was pushed over into the Oklahoma territory, Mr. Fuller?
Now, the first question was, what do I know if it's a melting pot?
Well, that's the second question. The first question is that the government-sponsored program, since the government sponsored the school program, since the government pays for the schools, they get to put the confusion and sexuality on the books in the schools for non-white students nationwide.
Yes, well, I don't know enough about what's going on in the schools now to talk about it. People who are familiar with what's going on in the schools can talk about that more than I can. But I do know what the white supremacists intend to do. They intend to use sexuality, and they're studying in fine detail how to go about scrambling the sexuality of what I call, you know, under different labels, sexual sabotage of the non-white people of this planet. That's their plan. I'm saying that outright because all of the indications are that. And without telling you what the benefits are supposed to be, They're just telling you, you should, the male with female thing is somewhat peculiar, somewhat obsolete. You don't need to get that together. The black people and black males and black females don't need to get their act together as far as that's concerned, because it's a total mess and always has been under the system of white supremacy, because they made it so. All right? We haven't got any of that straight. Now they're coming up with all the different varieties of sexuality where we can expand, as they say, and not only just expanding just to be expanding, but it's supposed to be an improvement. An improvement without telling you what's the improvement. How? What is it we're going to be doing that would be an improvement over male with female? But they're telling you it's an improvement indirectly, but they're not going into specifics about answering enough questions about how is it an improvement and what is it supposed to improve. In other words, what's supposed to be the grandiose result of all of this? If you have maybe 30 or 40 different types of sexualities, what's supposed to be the result of it? I mean, what is it that black people are supposed to gain that they don't have now? That's what they're telling us. But they are not telling us what it is to be gained. They say it's a gain. It's progress. You people need to wake up. You're asleep. You've been sleeping on this for too long. And you need to be liberated. You need this type of dimension to your lives and whatnot on a huge scale. And somehow, by some, well, we're not going to tell you right away, because you're not asking. Nobody's talking about the details. Nobody's talking about which particular act that you commit will be an improvement over some other act. And then telling you why. See, they're not telling you this. They're not telling you the political consequences and the economic consequences. They're not giving any details about this. They're just telling you it's a great improvement over your minds, over your liberal attitudes, over your freedom. If you want to improve freedom and expand it, this is the way to go. 20, 30 different types of sexualities. All right, well, we'll look into it. We'll try to be logical and objective about it, all right, and look at it. But you're not going into any details. You are just putting labels out here and saying, go for it, and then walking off. And that's where the treachery is. Because the white supremacists do this not only in sex. They do this in every area of activity. Just give you a fancy label and then walk off without going into details. If you're talking about economics, they'll give you a fancy label. They'll say, well, you should be a communist, or you should be a capitalist, or you should be a socialist. No details nowhere about how you're going to get from point A to point B and what the result is going to be. Now, that's another thing they don't talk about, what the result is going to be 50 years from now, 100 years from now. They don't tell you anything about that. They don't go anywhere near it. They won't answer a single question about it, all right, and then start demonstrating by example what the results will be, all right, which is what we should always ask for. Demonstrate, sir, what the result is going to be of what you're talking about somewhere down the road, what the final result will be. Mm-hmm. And that takes care of that part now, I think.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. I got a caller on the line, and I got a Gmail, Mr. Fuller, from Brother Mangalu from South Africa that I'm hoping that we can get in. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Stay tuned.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linko Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is the question mode. The question mode. Why one should ask questions. Let's see here. I have a caller on the line, and I have a Gmail from South Africa, but let's get the caller. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What's your second question, sir?
The second question is about the Indians, right?
Right, the so-called Indians is that we are the Indians, and the Indians is nothing but a term of they thought it was in India, and that the so-called Indians is black, and they enslaved us here. After they enslaved us, because most of the so-called Indians is farmers, and they knew how to grow corn and so forth, so the so-called invaders subjugated them, forced them into labor, and then expanded their territory by taking the so-called Indians under gunpoint to territories that they couldn't even grow anything. It's really murdered them in a sense. It was all kind of stories that the water was poisoned, they poisoned the food, the trinkets and the guns they gave them was backfired on them. And so-called Indians, the question is that you come from Oklahoma, and they sent all the so-called Indians into Oklahoma territory. When you was in Oklahoma, isn't that correct that most of the so-called blacks came from the so-called tribes nationwide, that they was forced off their ancestral land into a barren land?
Well, if I understand your question, the white supremacists, everywhere they have gone on the planet, see, we sometimes just think of white supremacy being in what we call the Western Hemisphere. White supremacy is worldwide. They use the same techniques over and over again everywhere. So, in answer to your question, within what I have written in the textbook for victims of white supremacy, whatever they did in Oklahoma, they did in New York, they did in Johannesburg, South Africa. They have done the same pattern everywhere there are non-white people. See, the categories are non-white. If you're non-white, just do stuff according to the white supremacist code. Confuse them. Have them fighting each other. Set off all kinds of confusion in all nine areas of activity. That's the one thing that they do everywhere. All kinds of confusion in all nine areas of activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. Cause confusion. And then have the confusion lead to non-constructive activity, because that's what confusion itself does. Anytime people are confused, they wind up doing things that are non-constructive.
Mm-hmm.
So the first order of business is to see to it that non-white people, everywhere they go, are confused in everything that they do.
Oh.
And then they start in being confused. They start doing things this any kind of old way, going about, you know, even their ambitions. You ask a black person, even today, Well, what is your ambition? Well, you know, my ambition is to be somebody. Be somebody by doing what? See, that's another thing. The white supremacists are very skimpy on details. When they come around, they'll make all kinds of grand proposals, but no details about how to get from point A to point B. That's reserved strictly for the white supremacists to determine. And they do this everywhere.
Yes.
So when they start talking about labels like what tribe did this and what tribe, the white supremacists don't pay any attention to that. They just want to know, are you white? If you're not white, there's two things in the white code. If you're not white, you're supposed to be mistreated and dominated, period. That's all they care about, dominating and mistreating.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Fun, glory, and material comfort.
And what's the second thing, Mr. Fuller? What's the second thing, Mr. Fuller? Hello?
Hello, that was it.
Yeah, oh, okay. You said there were two things. Okay. All right, okay. Let's see here. Let's do this here. Particularly for the person that was in accounting. Listen, donations for the second hour. We here at Talk Time at Radio thank you for all of your support thus far. However, we still need your support. We are still trying to reach a remaining goal of $1,800 to cover operating costs for the year. Thank you. Again, thank you for the continuing support for the second hour of the compensatory concept. So don't forget to send your donations in. They had it up on the screen where you can do that at. And somebody had asked about that. If you want to do an electronic check, K&E World Network, LLC, edozier625 at gmail.com. There are two others that I will do at a different time. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. I got a caller on the line, and I got a Gmail, Mr. Fuller, from Brother Mangalu from South Africa that I'm hoping that we can get in. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Stay tuned.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. ass-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Okay, TupTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TupTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is the question mode. The question mode. Why one should ask questions. Okay, let's do this here. Let me get the page together. Alrighty, there we go. TalkToHimAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkToHimAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. But it is at this particular time, which is one of the more important times of the program, we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. Mr. Fuller, talk about your book.
Yes. I think that I'm going to preface this with this. I think that in this discussion this morning, in my zeal to explain what I was talking about, I may have caused some confusion. So we can go directly to the book, and I hope that the book helps to clear up what confusion I may have caused. Because I tried to say so many things in so many different ways and may not have done it very well. I don't think that I did. But you can go to the textbook for victims of white supremacy that you can get by going to producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of what I call a code for non-white people. The white supremacists have a code for everything that they do. That's why they are successful. They're the most successful political and religious operation that the world has ever seen. And they did it very efficiently and still doing it very efficiently and very smoothly with very few glitches. It's because they have a code for doing it. They don't leave anything unstudied. They, like we were talking about earlier this morning, about how they are attacking, committing great aggression, you might say, in the eighth area of activity, and that is the area of sex. They're attacking the non-white people of the entire planet under the guise of being more liberal, giving them more freedom, and actually helping them sexually by what the code calls, under one umbrella, sexual sabotage. That's all it really is. It's just like in any war, you commit acts of sabotage if you want to underline people. So they are doing it under the guise of helping. But that's actually sexual sabotage. That's exactly what it is. The effect is going to be making black people weaker, not stronger than they already are. But you can get the textbook for victims of white supremacy that covers all of these nine areas, makes suggestions about what the individual person can do and say, including some of the things that have been said this morning. These are things that should be said, the questions that should be asked. And the book is full of questions to be asked in every area of activity. But you can get it by going to producejustice.com.
Okay.
Producejustice.com. A compensatory counter-racist code.
All righty. You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com, the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. 1-877-932-9766 is the number that you can call or you can Gmail me at the numeral number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Our subject today is the question mode. One must always ask questions. And we are learning by the suggestions of Mr. Fuller on to ask questions. And importantly, why are we doing it? What is the compensatory logic behind that in your pursuit for justice against white supremacy, racism? Mr. Fuller, going to the Gmails. Let's see here. And I'm looking here. Let's see here. Okay, here it goes. This comes from Mario. He says this. Please ask Mr. Fuller these following questions. Number one, under the system of racial white supremacy, what constructive purpose can traveling, vacationing, sightseeing, etc. serve for non-whites?
The question is traveling.
What constructive purpose can traveling, vacationing, sightseeing, etc. serve for non-whites?
Oh, well, I've heard an old cliche saying, traveling broadens one. Now, I think that means that you learn more when you travel. I know that it's something to that, because what do you mean by travel? Travel. You're traveling all the time. So the more you see, the more you're exposed to different things when you travel. If you take one step, that's traveling. When a baby taking one step, that baby is traveling. And so let's look at it like that. What is travel? If travel is just moving about where? Wherever, from whatever, wherever you happen to be, to another place. So when you move from where you are to another place, and even getting to that other place where you stop again, you stop your movement, you're no longer traveling, in between the place where you started and the place where you finally stopped, or temporarily stopped, you saw things and heard things and maybe did things that you didn't do or didn't see where you were when you started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's logical to think that the benefits of traveling, depending on what you're looking for, you should have some idea of why you're traveling, is to, as the saying goes, broaden yourself, which means learning. Like I say, I'm still learning.
Yes.
Well, did I ever learn anything by traveling? And the answer is, directly, yes.
Okay.
I learned things. I learned things that I didn't know about before.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, we're going to have to pause or give me the sign, so we'll pick it up on the second hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second hour and Mr. Fuller's response to this question.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.